Josh Grove Physical Therapy, taking appointments or call for a free consultation on Highway 191, 318-590-9140.
Carthage Livestock Auction has a sale every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Under new ownership and management, Kevin McDonald would like to invite you to their sale. Call today, 903-277-4067. Hauling available, cattle working available, and lowered commission rates. Get in touch with the folks at Carthage Livestock Auction, 903-277-4067.
Hey, if you wake up with some busted pipes, Rivers Builder Supply has all the supplies to fix those pipes. Or if you're calling a plumber, you can get everything you need at Rivers Builder Supply. And, oh, by the way, if you need earthwork done, Earth Movers Construction. Blake Biles, a gang there, can do anything for you. Clear any property. Take care of your construction. 318-581-5484.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Enococo, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, got a question for you. Have you noticed that someone in the household is turning the TV up much louder than normal? And they ask you repeat questions again and again? Maybe it's time for a free hearing test in Hemp Hill Hearing. Dr. Karen Mills can provide it in Hemp Hill at 409-787-3388. In Jasper, 409-384-2383. Hemp Hill Hearing Solutions. Get your life back again. Parkway Cinema, what a great day to go to the movie. 24 degrees, the current temperature, not going to get a lot warmer. And playing right now, Captain America, Brave New World. If you got kids, you want to see that movie. Also, you can see Paddington in Peru. That's all coming up at Parkway Cinema. Go to katieannacinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema. Our guest today, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. Dr. Cassidy, good morning.
Ted, good morning. Good morning to everybody listening.
Okay, I want to play a spot that's running on this radio station. Then I want to ask you for a comment on it.
Hello, Senator Bill Cassidy here. If you're having problems with the VA, I want to help you. Maybe a disability claim, you're having trouble getting someone from the VA on the phone to schedule an appointment. My office will make sure that the VA gets on your case. Veterans answered the call to service, they finished their service, and they deserve the best we can provide. If you ever need help, call 225-929-7711, 225-929-7711, or go online and see cassidy.senate.gov. In D.C., I'm standing up for veterans and service members by raising military pay, supporting Gold Star spouses, making sure the VA works for you. Here at home, my staff and I help those veterans who experience those problems. Again, call 225-929-7711 or cassidy.senate.gov. It's my privilege to serve you.
Okay, Dr. Cassidy, here's my question. I had a person call me up and said, I've been hearing this spot on your stations that Dr. Bill Cassidy is doing. I'm a veteran. As a veteran under the Biden administration, I felt like I was at the bottom of the barrel. Do you think under the Trump administration, veterans are going to be treated better?
Absolutely. Doug Collins, the guy that is now the Veterans Secretary, the Secretary of the VA, excellent fellow. Republican congressman, former congressman out of Georgia, himself is a veteran. He's smart. He cares. He's going to make the agency work. Now, by the way, that agency is huge. It is like trying sometimes to get a big beanbag and try and get it to move in a certain direction because it always wants to go in a different direction. But one, that's why we have this public service announcement up there, and thank you for running it, Ted, because sometimes a call from a senator makes that beanbag line up, suddenly come to attention, and how can we address this veteran's need? But also President Trump's appointee, Doug Collins, I think he's going to do a great job.
I assume your office gets a lot of calls from veterans.
We absolutely do. And it can be about VA benefits. It can be about getting a flag for someone who their loved one is a veteran and has passed away, and they'd like to have a flag at the burial. It can be about a medal that somebody knows they earned. Their father should have gotten a Purple Heart, didn't get the Purple Heart, now they would like him to get the Purple Heart. So you name the benefits. For example, man, I'm trying to get into the VA to get this particular medical condition addressed, and it's not happening. Those are the things we can help with. Ted, thanks for putting that message out there. We're here to help veterans.
I got a question for you. I see that you differ with Dr. Abraham on vaccinations in Louisiana. You guys far apart on that. I'm not really sure I understood what Dr. Abraham said. He didn't really say don't get vaccinated. He just says it's not mandatory or what?
No, what he was saying is that he's going to ask the public health units to no longer do vaccine fairs. He wants people to get their vaccines through their personal physician. What I have found is that for busy moms, they have to miss work to take their child in. The child has to miss school. This can be several times a year. And in my own experience, that is way too much for a busy mom. So she's hearing on, she looks on Fox, she sees about a measles outbreak over in Texas, now New Mexico, that there's 30 to 50 kids hospitalized. She says, well, I need to get my child up to date. But I'm busy working, and I don't really have time to take off, and my child's in school. If you do a vaccine fair, you make it easier for the mom. And in my medical practice, I learned you make it easy for the mom, good things happen. And most, she's in control. She's got the power. And I'm all about health care, giving the patient the power, giving the mom the power. And I think vaccine fairs give her more options where to get her child vaccinated.
Let me ask you a question as a doctor, not as a senator. Are you talking about all vaccinations, or are there certain vaccinations that you think all kids should take?
Well, according to the to your pediatrician and the pediatric societies, there's some vaccines that all children should take. And we kind of take it for granted. If you talk to, well, now they're not alive anymore, but I would talk to the pediatricians when I got out of medical school. And there used to be whole hospitals filled with, two wards of a hospital filled with kids with complications from measles or German measles. You don't see that anymore. You don't see the blindness, the mental retardation from a pregnant woman who was exposed to German measles when the baby was in her womb and the baby was infected and then the baby was born mentally retarded. You don't see that anymore. And that's because of immunization. And unfortunately, if people don't get their people vaccinated, their children vaccinated, sooner or later there's going to be another child born whose mother, when pregnant, was exposed to someone with German measles, and then she is going to give birth to a child who has terrible birth defects. But we haven't seen it for a while because immunization has been so successful. I don't want to see it ever again. That's the kind of stuff, as a doc, as an American, as a person, I never want to see again.
You were successful in passing the Social Security Fairness Act, and now you're wanting to get it implemented as fast as possible. What kind of luck are you having?
Well, so we're pushing hard. Just so people understand, about 40 years ago, a bill was passed that penalized public workers in states like Louisiana who pay into a state or local pension fund but don't pay into social. Now, but they end up working for their Social Security check. They'll work a second job. The nurse who worked in the public hospital system who also worked a second job to get her social quarters in, she was getting terribly penalized. And so we just were able to, and it's taken decades to get this done, a law repealing that. President Trump, by the way, endorsed it. That helped tremendously. It started in the House. I and others pushed it over on the Senate side. It's signed into law.
Do you think there's as much abuse and I guess waste in the Social Security system as apparently the Trump administration does?
Well, let me finish on this. So the benefits now need to go out, and we're pushing the Social Security Administration to make it happen quickly. They said it might take a year for the extra check to go out for those people who are benefiting, and we're pushing to make that happen. Under the Social Security, there's two aspects of Social Security. There's the disability portion, and which there probably is a fair amount of, you know, like, you're not really disabled, but if, for example, there was a guy a few years ago, a decade ago, something like that, who was on disability, and he ran in his competition up the steps to the top of the Empire State Building. Okay, you're getting a sense that the guy's not really disabled if he's able to run from the bottom to the top of the Empire State Building. So, you know, put that to the side. In the disability program, there's people claiming disability who might not be disabled. On the traditional Social Security program, where, you know, your benefits are going out, there is not as much fraud and abuse as people might suspect, according to the folks who've looked at that. And I've looked at what the DOGE people sent out, and best I can tell, they had people 200 years old accepting Social Security.
Now, maybe they live healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to take a break. U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy is with us. Be back in a moment. Located across from the Sabine Retirement is a company called Broadline Services. What makes this company so special? Let me tell you. They're locally home-owned and operated, and they can replace the flooring in your house. They can put a new countertop in. They have Speed Queen as appliances. They're open Monday through Friday. They can remodel the bathrooms. They can do it all in a house. Call Tim Wadita at 318-652-1215. Or go to broadlines.org.
Kenzie Scroggs, Miss Louisiana 2023, and current Northwestern State University student pursuing a career in dance. I invite you to see NSU at its best. Walk through our beautiful campus, tour our incredible labs and classrooms, and get a feel for your future at Northwestern. We offer private, personalized campus tours led by student ambassadors. Visit nsu.la/tours today to schedule your free campus tour. Your journey is just getting started.
Nichols is your headquarters for activewear. Come see our super assortment of men's tees, shorts, caps, and shirts by Hook Performance Fishing. These are no ordinary shirts. Hook uses a durable poly-knit fabric designed to keep you cool and dry. This stain-release fabric keeps messy stains from setting and has SPF protection, too. Hook shorts are designed with secure zip pockets, and the fabric breathability adds superior comfort. Great designs in a variety of vibrant colors. Check out Hook Performance Fishing Apparel on display now at your local Nichols store.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give your prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
Hey, welcome back. If you want to do some redecorating at your house, let me make a suggestion. Stop by a Nichols store. There's one close to you. Winfield, Leesville, Cushata, Manny. They've been there over 100 years, giving great service. They've got everything you need to redecorate your home, including advice. Nichols, always great to serve you. Our guest this morning, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy. Dr. Cassidy, the Lakin Riley Act, you voted for that. What does that actually do?
Yeah, so people may remember, Lakin Riley was a nursing student who was brutally murdered in Georgia by an illegal immigrant. And that illegal immigrant had actually been picked up by police and released because of policies under the Biden-Harris administration that just, you know, they just weren't kept incarcerated. And what we are doing with this act is saying that, nope, you pick up somebody who's illegal for a crime, you hold them. You don't release them. And our hope is that people who've already shown they're going to commit a crime are not released back into society to go commit another crime. In this case, again, the murder of a beautiful young woman.
You're working very hard to get as much drilling offshore and onshore in Louisiana as possible. You've introduced legislation in reference to that. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so it's all consistent with President Trump's goal to make the United States energy independent. And I like that not just because of, you know, by golly, isn't it nice to have cheaper gasoline and cheaper electric bills? It also creates a lot of jobs. It creates an incredible number of jobs and good-paying jobs. And I know that people from all over the state will go offshore Louisiana or go down to one of the refineries or go to help ship the goods in the boating. I mean, the jobs go all over the place. And so if we're drilling more off the coast of Louisiana, we got more jobs being produced and we have lower fuel prices. And by the way, our economy is stronger. And best of all, the family budget is stronger. I'm for all those things, and that's what we're trying to promote with promoting more drilling off the coast of Louisiana.
I've been watching all of this in Washington about cutting expenses, and I'm just a firm believer that bureaucracy will do everything it can to stop cutting expenses. They love big government. I'm amazed that people are upset that we're trying to get taxpayers' money back. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, so absolutely, we need to cut out that waste in government agencies. There are some people who have not shown up for work. They've been working from home for 4 years. And the Trump administration is trying to stop that. That's a good thing. There's some things that maybe, you know, for example, they ended up laying off 25% of the people working on the bird flu. Well, that's not a good idea. They're trying to hire them back. Eggs, I'm told, are now up to $5 a dozen. And there's a lot of chicken processing plants in Louisiana. And so, you know, so in some cases, I think they've been a little bit overactive. But the general thought of how do we cut out waste out of federal agencies, that is a very good thing.
And of course, in any program, you're going to have some mistakes. I think that's what Musk said the other day. We're going to make mistakes. When we make mistakes, correct it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And as I said, they're trying to hire those people back. And so I just need them to look at where they're cutting and do it, you know, not like, oh, here's an axe and let's just chop it down.
Okay, you introduced Protect Medicaid Act. What will I do?
Yeah, so right now states like California are taking federal dollars, which is to say tax dollars from people outside of California, and expanding Medicaid benefits for those who are here illegally. Now, I can tell you that turns out to be a magnet. When I did my medical residency in California, we'd have people showing up from Mexico with a note written in Spanish, this patient has this problem, please treat them. And they'd come to the hospital where I worked because we would treat them. I'm a doctor. You come before me, I'm going to treat you. You're the most important person in the world when you're my patient. But as where my senator hat, if we're putting federal dollars out there to get free health care, the entire world can come to us. We can't do that. It's not fair to the taxpayer. It's not fair to the people in the U.S. who need their health care. So with my Saving Medicaid Act, we're making sure that those dollars, those federal dollars from outside, you know, any place in our country are not going to provide free health care for folks elsewhere. If California wants to do it, more power to you. I think you should take care of Californians first, but California, it's your business. But don't use Louisiana dollars there. That's my point.
U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, our guest this morning, be back in a moment. Northwestern State University got the number one nursing program in Louisiana. If you're a student and you're looking at going into the nursing industry, Northwestern is the place to be. Cost-wise, education-wise, comfort-wise, and safety-wise. Northwestern State University. Go online, check out NSU today.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Flooring Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Flooring Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
Hello, Senator Bill Cassidy here. If you're having problems with the VA, I want to help you. Maybe a disability claim, you're having trouble getting someone from the VA on the phone to schedule an appointment. My office will make sure that the VA gets on your case. Veterans answered the call to service, they finished their service, and they deserve the best we can provide. If you ever need help, call 225-929-7711, 225-929-7711, or go online and see cassidy.senate.gov. In D.C., I'm standing up for veterans and service members by raising military pay, supporting Gold Star spouses, making sure the VA works for you. Here at home, my staff and I help those veterans who experience those problems. Again, call 225-929-7711 or cassidy.senate.gov. It's my privilege to serve you.
Hey, is it time for that eye exam? Well, if it is time for that eye exam, call my friends. They're at Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. 318-487-2020. Go to laiandlaser.com. They are in 15 locations in Louisiana to serve you, including Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, and Alexandria. Routine eye exams, the most complicated surgeries. They do it all. U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy, our guest this morning, and you introduced legislation to end the federal electric vehicle and charging station tax credit. Why? Dr. Cash, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You introduced the legislation to end federal electric vehicle and charging tax credits. Why did you do that?
Oh, my gosh. You know, as a rule, people with a little bit extra money are buying electric vehicles. And so you're giving people with a little $7,500 to buy an electric vehicle. A friend of mine got one. He goes, he's a good Republican. He goes, you know, I feel a little guilty about it, but hey, they're giving me the tax break, so I'm going to go ahead and take it. So the point being, if you're out there driving your truck, trying to make ends meet, paying more in taxes, and then they're taking $7,500 out of tax dollars to help richer people buy an electric vehicle, that's just not fair. If you want to have an electric vehicle, do it. More power to you. But I don't see why the federal taxpayer should be subsidizing that. So this is about taxpayer fairness, if you will. If you're paying, hey, good for you. Thank you for paying. We need the money. But on the other hand, if you're going to buy an electric vehicle, buy it on your own.
John Kennedy came out yesterday and said, should do away with public broadcasting, TV, and radio. Agree or disagree?
Yeah. Well, I, I wouldn't mind getting away with it. As they once said, you know, state-sponsored media went out of business when the Soviet Union fell apart. So, I think it would be, okay for the Fed. It wouldn't save that much money, but I think it would be okay for the federal taxpayer to just kind of let that slip away.
Would it be any difference in letting the state PBS go away as well?
No, absolutely not. And they have some good programming, more power to them. I'm pleased that they do it, and I think the people in Louisiana do a good job. On the other hand, in our economy, you should be able to generate the funds to help support that. There's a lot of options right now on cable. You used to, you know, run cable business. So anyway, all that to say, it may not be a lot, but, you know, $20 million is a lot of money, or $50 million or $100 million, no matter how you slice it.
So at the end of this year, how much money would you like to see spending cuts taking place across this country through fraud, through corruption, through streamlining businesses? What do you think is a reasonable amount that the Trump administration may hope to accomplish?
Well, first, let's just talk a little bit about our nation's debt, because people put that on the back burner. The nation's debt is bigger than it's ever been. However you want to measure it, it's bigger than it's ever been. Why is that important? Because when the federal government borrows more money, it drives up interest rates. It's no accident that now home mortgages are at a 30-year high. Put it differently, if you're a young person who wants to go out and buy a home, your mortgage rate is about 6.7, something like that. And if you'd done it 8 years ago, it would have been 3.2, 3.6. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of house that you can't buy because now you're paying interest. So when the federal government borrows money, it ends up driving up interest rates for everybody else. Now, I don't care how we cut that. We can cut it by cutting spending. We can cut it. I've got a plan out there that would help address the nation's debt by doing some different things, preserving Social Security in a way which doesn't cut benefits but does address the kind of fact that we're spending out a lot more in social than we're taking in. However we do it, Ted, we got to get our nation's indebtedness down. It is starting to imperil the American dream.
Dr. Cassidy, did you forget something in this program?
Wait, that the Lady Tigers are number like five in the nation?
No.
LSU baseball is doing really well.
If I remember correctly, last month you were quick to point out that LSU and Arkansas basketball had played, and since that time they played again last week, and you didn't mention it. Did you miss that game?
Well, you know, the men's basketball team is not doing as well. I will concede that point. And I will certainly concede that John Calipari has achieved everything that our – well, never mind. I shouldn't say that either.
Well, he almost upset Auburn last night.
Well, almost horseshoes, hand grenade, but we both know how that turns out.
Yeah, it's called the NCAA playoffs. Hey, Doc, have a good month. Look forward to visiting you next month.
Hey, thanks, Dad. See you, man.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me when I watched you go. Her words touched me like a well-known memory of how we used to walk hand in hand. I pray someday she will forget me, 'cause where I'm going won't take me where I've been. When are you coming back to Louisiana?
Good morning.